This is the Morgan Report with David Morgan. For the latest in precious metals investing, gold, silver, the economy, and more, go to themorganreport.com.
This is Dan Dix here, reporting for Press for Truth. We're here in Spokane, Washington for the Red Pill Expo, and I am joined by the one and only David Morgan. This is a man who knows all too well about the silver markets right now and what's currently going on with it. So I wanted to get your views on the current levels seem to be at all-time lows. I mean, I don't think silver has been as undervalued as it has in over 600 years. Why is it so much on the cheap right now? Is this manipulation, or, you know, what's your take on why silver's so low today?
Well, Dan, first of all, thanks for the interview, and pressfortruth.ca, it's an honor to be on your show. A couple things. One, yes, the price of silver is manipulated, but I think it's more than that. I think it's a psychology situation, meaning that really there is a direct connection between honest money and an honest system. And we are at an all-time record high as far as dishonesty throughout the financial system. And so silver is reflecting the bottom of that. You said silver is probably at a 600-year low or maybe an all-time low. I think you're right. Now, if people are going to say, well, wait a minute, David, when you started your website, silver was at like less than $5 an ounce US, but based on the amount of currency available per ounce of silver, it's actually lower now at 16 something than it was at $5. I hope I'm being very clear. If you take a stack of paper, how much paper is printed against an ounce of silver, that ratio now is at an all-time high, meaning there's more pieces of paper that are just fictional pieces of garbage that we think are wealth, most people, versus ourselves. So really, in your vernacular, you're right. We're at the lowest price on an inflation-adjusted basis ever. Now, I think that we need to do is look at, you know, several of the reasons. I think the cryptocurrencies that fit into it, and I think that there's a wake up at the same time. There's a degradation in the honest money camp, and that's because people of your age that are thinkers look at the cryptocurrencies as an alternative currency. I'm not against cryptos. I think there's a better alternative currency, or perhaps blending of honest money with cryptocurrencies, that may be something that'll gain a lot of traction in the future.
How important do you think it is in this day and age, and especially with the incoming cryptos, to still maintain something that is actually tangible? You know, do you think it's important to, you know, diversify your portfolio into having things that you can physically hold in your hand still?
Absolutely. I come from what's called, you know, the hard money camp, or basically real assets. And cryptos, in my view, aren't real assets. A real asset is something that you can hand to me. I've gotten an argument with a very good friend of mine that's very pro-Bitcoin. I'm a free market guy. You want Bitcoin? Go for Bitcoin. However, I said, if it's all that tangible, then hand me one. And they couldn't hand me a Bitcoin. So I think in a balanced portfolio that you do need some actual hard money. It's always gone well for, you know, something I don't divulge often, but I had a pretty high stint in, let's say, the aircraft test field for a while. And as Gatta often says, when you have your survival kit in a fighter aircraft, they don't give you any Bitcoin. You get a gold coin, and that's worldwide. So if you are down anywhere on the planet, you've got a negotiating ability with a gold coin. It does nothing more anonymous than silver or gold as far as I am concerned. Crypto's anonymous, I'd argue, maybe not as much as most people think.
Right. So now, silver is obviously a really, really good buy these days. But there are movements and organizations that are meshing the two worlds together. And you are involved with one of this. Tell us a little bit about LODE and how this works when it comes to melding silver with cryptocurrency.
Well, I was introduced by some friends that I knew in Vancouver after one of the shows up there, and they introduced the concept to me. I met with several of them, learned about the concept, and I thought it was a great blending because it gives the ability to electronically digitize silver, but yet actually reload into silver if you choose to do. So let me maybe explain a little bit better. The token coin, AGX, silver symbol X, is what the token is, and you can trade that back and forth, use it for payment, whatever you need to do. At the same time, if you wish to, you can take that token and actually go to a dealer and turn it into physical silver. I think that's kind of the best of both worlds. So you can shop with it, you can negotiate with it, you can pay with it, and yet at the same time, if you wish to do so, you can convert it into real wealth.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense to me, especially in this current day and age and where things are moving forward. And we actually have someone from LODE, a representative, someone who can speak on that behalf. But before we get to that, maybe you can give people some information of where they can find you if they want to learn more. What are the links?
Well, thank you for that opportunity. I'm on YouTube. I'm on Twitter. I'm on a couple of the other social media platforms. The best thing to do is go to themorganreport.com, get on our free email list, and you can take it from there.
Awesome. TheMorganReport.com links will be located in the description below. David Morgan, thanks so much for talking to us. We do have Steve here with us, who is from LODE Coin. So you can maybe break down a little bit in more detail what your involvement is with it and how it all works.
Well, thanks, Dan. Thanks for the opportunity. LODE Coin, or LODE Project, is designed, in simple terms, to reconstitute silver into the monetary system. The LODE project is designed to maintain in a tokenized form a relationship with pure investment-grade silver bullion. Two tokens, one LODE coin, represents a stake in the project itself, a stake in the monetary system itself. The exchange rate for a LODE coin is denominated in grams of silver. Currently, 1.85 grams of silver contributed to the vault reserves a LODE coin. A 100-ounce bar of silver, 3,100 grams divided by 1.85, about 1,670 roughly LODE coins. LODE coins are a staking coin, if you will, and the owners of those coins are going to see rewards from the margins earned on the distributions of the monetary token that Dave talked about, the AGX coin. The second token, AGX, represents a gram of vaulted silver bullion and can be converted back into physical silver or gold products through bullion dealers. So it can be used for commerce. It can be used as a means to speculate in silver. Someone that would normally hold a silver mining stock or an ETF investment can speculate in AGX coin and just ride up and down the silver price. The machine, if you will, is designed to continue to stack silver. So we distribute AGX coins or silver money on the blockchain at a retail margin. We take the revenue, we buy more silver at a wholesale margin. That allows us or enables us to distribute more silver money. Okay. More silver money, more revenue, more inflows, crypto, fiat, and other forms, enables a bigger stack of silver.
Okay.
So round and round we go, we call these cycles. And soon, the idea is we could be the most efficient silver bullion miner on Earth without ever getting our fingers dirty.
Okay, so let me get this straight. Correct me if I'm wrong, but you have a physical space where you are holding silver in a vault. Members contribute silver in exchange. They get the tokenization, and that may potentially grow into a larger pool that they can gain access to.
Yeah, the LODE coin owners who are contributing silver currently for a position, and let's call it an equity stake or ownership stake in the project, they're going to see rewards in AGX coins. So it's kind of a way for a silver investor, a silver stacker, to put some of their metal to work, to leverage it, if you will, and see benefits, rewards, dividends, if you will, in silver money. Mm-hmm. That silver AGX money can be used to convert back into physical products or position into cryptos or potentially used with a merchant. So the LODE coin, is designed to represent ownership. The exchange rate in grams of silver will go higher as the LODE increases or the weight increases. Right now we've vaulted about 15 million grams of silver. the exchange rate currently 1.85 grams of silver for a load coin, but that's doubling July 1st, and it's going to continue to go higher. So that's how we've enabled to project load coins to be scarce. And the scarcity rule ensures that as the weight of silver increases, so does the exchange rate for load coin. So now is your best time to position into load coin. If you're sitting on silver, would like to put some of it to work. Currently it's idle, it's not doing much for a lot of us. And this is a way, really, we hope, for the community of silver and gold investors on the physical side to come together and perhaps rally together and do something to put their silver to work and perhaps reconstitute silver in the monetary system. For so many of us who believe that this has to change at some point, this potentially is a vehicle to enable that change.
I think it's a fantastic idea, and its time has come. And I know a lot of people in this space, you know, are generally not have all their eggs in one basket into silver. A lot of people are interested in gold as well. So is there any potential there as well moving forward for you guys to be dealing in gold?
The plan is to only ever have a silver denominated, gram denominated silver token or coin. The gold owner, gold investor, can contribute to the project and own a stake of the project, but what we do with his gold is that we sell it for silver or trade it for silver. 75 ounces of silver roughly on the physical side for 1 ounce of gold. So a gold ounce buys 75 ounces of silver, 31.1 grams divided by 1.85, there's a nice load coin position.
Yeah.
The project is really only designed to ever monetize the silver. We love the silver. We love gold, but we like silver a lot more.
Yeah, no, that's a great place to be. So that's why it's an exciting space to be involved in moving forward. So people who want to maybe get involved in this, what would you say are the best links that they should be checking out?
Well, the best link at LODE.1. From there, you can register, become a free member if you do nothing else, but just become a free member and lurk around until the tokens are ready, which is soon. We encourage everyone to do that. From that dashboard, as a member of the LODE community, people who want to deliver their own physical silver and exchange it for a LODE coin position can. It's quite simple. People who don't own physical silver, don't want to dig up their physical silver out of that hole in the ground it's generally buried in, can choose to buy physical silver from our vaulting partner, which is based in the Cayman Island. It's just a couple of clicks. The dealer accepts fiat money, credit cards, and Bitcoin. The minimum contribution amount is 100 ounces. And like Dave has said, if a million of us were to turn 100 ounces of silver around into this project, we could theoretically really impact the pricing scheme that currently has a handcuff, shackles, if you will, around the silver price. So LODE.1, and from there, it's we've got a YouTube channel ourselves and some Telegram chats going on, and you can follow us, ask questions that way, and join the community.
Fantastic. Well, I encourage you guys to do so. And I know a lot of viewers of this channel purchase silver and gold as a hedge against the coming dollar crash. But folks, we don't know when that's going to come. So let's not just let it sit in the ground doing nothing. You know, make your money work for you and check out the guys at LODE. So once again, links will be located in the description below. Thanks again for talking to us.
Thanks very much, Dan.
This is the Morgan Report with David Morgan. For the latest in precious metals investing, gold, silver, the economy, and more, go to themorganreport.com.